You're about to listen to a highlight from The Last Word with Matt Cooper. You can listen back to any of our shows from the last 5 days in full through the media player on the Today FM website or through the Today FM Android and iPhone apps.
This is The Last Word with Matt Cooper on 100 to 102 Today FM.
So, number one in the world, Rory McIlroy, regarded now, according to the rankings, as the best player in the world. Well, we have a couple of guests with us. We're going to start with one of Ireland's great golfers of the past, winner of the European Tour Order of Merit in 1989, now working as an analyst. Ronan Rafferty, hello to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. It sounded very good when you were saying it, world number one. It's a very special feeling for him. I'll bet he's beyond belief at the moment for him. It's just fantastic. It was great last night to watch it, and I think the whole country, the whole world, the golfing world is enraptured at the moment at the prospect of the young man being in that position.
Indeed, only the second youngest ever to reach number one, first Irishman to do it. But why in golf is the ranking of what number one regarded as so important?
Well, I think because it's from tournaments all around the world. You know, when it started some 20 odd years ago, people didn't really know what it was about, and it was very American orientated. So it was quite hard for a European to get into the top 20, let alone get into the top 10 and then go on to be number one. You'd have to have won two or three majors just to be in that position. So it's a global ranking nowadays, and you know that you've done pretty well if you get to that position, because you need to win tournaments now. It's not all about just sort of consistent finishes. You know, you need to win majors, you need to win World Golf Championships, you need to feature. And as we've seen for the past 6 months, I mean, Rory's hardly finished outside the top five, let alone, you know, had a bad tournament, and he should have won last week. You know, he's obviously had a great victory. He's got another World Golf Championship. I mean, he could be off in the stratosphere if he was to win that one.
But aren't the most important things still the four majors of the year? Aren't those the things that are more important rather than the other events and the ranking?
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, they're so far ahead of all the rest. I mean, we always sort of say that in ranking points-wise, the World Golf Championships are only just behind the majors. But as in status-wise, the ones to win, of course, are the majors. And even then, the players have their own ranking, you know, which one they want to do, whether or not it's an Open Championship, a U.S. Open, a Masters, or a U.S. PGA. So, you know, just to be in the position to win one of them is fabulous. Rory's got one under his belt already, and I think we're waiting in bated breath to see how many more he can get under his notch.
But what about the pressures that it puts on a player, and particularly a young man, to get all the attention of being number one in the world? How do you think he's set up for coping with that?
You know, I think that what's happened over the last year has sort of helped settle him a little bit. You know, he obviously was a bit unhappy being with Andrew Chandler. I don't know what's gone on in the background. I suppose we'll never know. But he seems to be talking about the fact that he's getting more time on the golf course, more time on the practice ground, more time doing what he wanted to do to make him the best player. So I suppose if you can let your golf clubs do the talking, then the pressures take care of themselves. If you're being, you know, if you're listening to the press, if people are hassling you all the time, you feel as though you're not putting the work in, of course you'll be stressed. But, you know, it's a pretty good feeling when you're young, when you're brash, when you're playing great, when your game is, you know, when he plays well, it looks so easy. You know, when you're in all that position, the only thing you can think of doing is hitting good shots and winning tournaments.
And finally to you, Ronan, his girlfriend, Caroline Wozniacki, the tennis player, was world number one tennis player. She's now ranked number four. I wonder what advice will she be giving him about staying at number one?
Practice harder, girl. That'd be the thing. But, you know, I'm sure that was a lot of motivation in there, the fact that he could probably see the amount of work that it took to get to that position. He knows that he's going to have to work even harder to make sure that he stays in this position. And I'm sure he relishes the prospect of it. You know, he's a very talented young man. The game of golf seemingly becomes easy to him, and he's enjoying it. And you know, when you've got that combination and you're a really talented player, you can win all the time.
Ronan Rafferty, thank you very much for joining us. Rossa McDermott from Optimum Sports Management is with us. Rossa, we just heard there Ronan refer to the fact that Rory McIlroy had moved from Chubby Chandler's international sports management company to Conor Ridge's Horizon Management. What are the commercial opportunities available now to Rory McIlroy as a world number one?
Good evening, Matt. Well, I think how long is a piece of string? We talked at some stage last year when the whole Wozniacki phenomenon took off.